What about, as Len Dawson said on Tuesday's show with Ron Jaworski, that they're really, in their opinion, there's no chance that the Chiefs can make the kind of pressure, can create that pressure in the middle that makes it difficult for Peyton to stay up, because the Chiefs certainly have the pressure from the outside with Tamba Ali and with Jared Allen.
Yeah, I think those guys on the outside, especially Jared Allen, I mean, he's one of my favorite players, and a lot of people don't know him. He's kind of a lunch bell, blue-collar type of guy, but he's pretty relentless. I like his game. And, yeah, they may not get the pressure up the middle. I remember Steve Young told me one time, that's the worst pressure a quarterback can get because it's in their face, and you can't see half the time and so on and so forth. But, Indianapolis has been hurt a lot by pressure from the outside. If I remember that game last year when Pittsburgh went in and won that playoff game, I saw a lot of Joey Porter coming from the outside. When San Diego beat Indianapolis last year, it was Sean Merriman coming from the outside. So the outside pressure can get to Peyton just as bad as inside pressure, because Peyton is not the most mobile guy. Now, he is more mobile than you think. He can move and get out of the pocket and roll out, and he's done a much better job this year. Nick, when you talk about, look at Peyton Manning, you say, what's different about him? How has he grown? He has thrown so much better on the run this year than he ever has before.
Exactly. His movement leaving the pocket, he's throwing better, isn't he?
Yeah,
no question.
And I haven't talked to him about it. The next time I get a chance to, I'm going to ask him, because I'm sure he spent time in the offseason, because that was always the thing with Peyton. You get him out of his comfort zone, and, he go to pieces. Well, he's done a much better job this year throwing on the run. But, hey, one more thing to mention about this. Indianapolis has allowed the fewest sacks in the league, just 15.
Well, what my concern would be with Indianapolis is when you have an Achilles heel as big as they do against the run, mm-hmm. what are you going to do, knowing that the Chiefs are going to pound Larry Johnson 40 to 45 times?
Yeah, what are you going to do? A big key is going to be Bob Sanders. He's coming back. Monte Rager's been out most of the season. He's trying to get back. And then Bob Sanders, the safety, who was in the Pro Bowl last year. Let's not forget that. I mean, this is a great safety in the making. He's young. He's only been in the league for 2-3 years, but he is a really, really good safety. And he's the guy, it's kind of like, if you remember Blaine Bishop with the Tennessee Titans and the Houston Oilers, kind of that pit bull safety. And Bob Sanders gives Indianapolis' defense this. I mean, and I don't think a lot of people really recognize that, but this guy flies all over the place. He cleans up a lot of stuff. He doesn't miss a lot of tackles, and he can hit. I think Bob Sanders, and he practiced yesterday. They hope he's going to be there. He hadn't played in, almost a couple months. He played in that Indianapolis game. I think he can make a tremendous difference. And, I talked to Tony Dungy about this not too long ago, about how you fix the run defense. And the thing that he said that kind of stuck with me, he said, we haven't been very good on run defense, but we've had our moments. We've had stretches, a quarter here, a quarter there, a half here, where we've played pretty good run defense. I went back and checked the effectiveness when Bob Sanders is in the lineup, and in his last three games, he's only played four this year, but in his last three games, the Colts did not give up a 100-yard rusher. That tells me something that, kind of adds to the value that Bob Sanders can bring. So you talk about what can happen this weekend. Hey, maybe you add this one guy and he can help, and then some of the other guys show up some things too.